good evening. 8 o'clock. Glad I stopped in this evening to see if there was anybody that wanted to check into Metroplex. Nets, General, chat. This is KB2 Sugar Queen. Name here is Paul. Located in New York City, where we got about an inch of snow today and expecting some rain and snow in another half hour, 45 minutes this day, so that's the deal. Anyway, again, this is KB2 Sugar Queen on a New Year's Eve net.
KB2SQ. This is KB2TA2, Tom Cisco, New York. Happy New Year to all.
KB2SQ. WA2SHA, Happy New Year to you and Jim.
Okay, KC2DAQ and WA2SHA, Armin, good evening to you. Anyone else? Yeah, I said last week, Christmas Eve, I wasn't going to run a net tonight, but then I remembered that I didn't have anybody to check into the net, so nobody knew that I wasn't going to have a net, so I said, well, let me just open up and see if anybody was around. Jim, thank you for stopping by this evening from up in Tompkins Cove, New York. And I wonder how much snow you got up in today, Jim.
Good evening, Paul. Good evening, Armin. Anybody else that may be listening? Any of the SW Wells out there? And Happy New Year to all. Got about 3 inches, Paul. Maybe a little bit more than three. Oh, like a band this morning. I talked to this morning. It was snowing down there like it was up here. The roads were terrible. They got cleared up pretty fast. A couple hours cleared up a little bit. And, I think there's a chance of a little bit more snow this evening. Or snow or sleet or something like that. But they say there's another punch coming through. I think more for Long Island. It's kind of skirting off the coast there, the last I heard. And I figured I'd check in and see if anybody else is checking in here. Deb and I are just hanging low tonight, making all kinds of food. Got a leg of lamb in the oven now. I'll be ready in about a half an hour or so. So I figured we'd check into that, bring the side on, and see if anybody else is out there. Everybody's probably, just doing the same thing, cooking and doing this and that. Back over to net control, KC2DA2.
Okay. Okay, Jim, I'll be sure and stop by tomorrow when you said the leg of lamb. That sort of perked my ears up and all that kind of good stuff. I think Sandra cooked up some ribs today, a slab of ribs, but I've got to kind of stay away from that because it'll run my pressure. But anyway, sounds like you're going to have a great day tomorrow, and you'll have all the cooking all out of the way there, so that's nice. Yeah, we're supposed to be getting some more rain and slushy snow and turn into all snow tonight. They got a weather alert in until 5 a.m. tomorrow morning, Jim, so it looks like we may be in store for some more bad weather. I didn't have any depends to put on, Jim, so I decided not to go down to the 42nd Street in Times Square because I forgot to buy some depends today to put on, you know, so I said, oh, well, I guess I'll stay home then. QSL.
QSL, Paul. Yeah, no, the leg of lamb's good tonight, actually. We've been eating all night long. No way we can stay up till midnight, or at least try. I'm not sure if we're going to make it, but we're trying. But QSL on the best day. Yeah, I guess you need them if you're going downtown. I mean, my older daughter went down there, I guess, 5 or 6 years ago. Frozen keys are off. But she had a good time. I never went down there. I had no desire to either. I'd rather just sit there and watch everybody else freezing the keys through off. I know you worked there for years there, but, I don't get it. You know, even when I was young, I could have cared less, to be honest with you. Happy New Year's, have a few drinks, kiss a couple of pretty ladies, and that's about it. Back home with a net control.
Well, they said you couldn't leave the, once you got there, you couldn't leave your spot. Some people they were showing on TV today was there since like 2 o'clock standing. You know, they don't recommend you drink coffee and stuff like that because that'll cause you to run to the bathroom. So What can I say? Anywho, let's go to Armin. Armin, good evening to you, and a happy new year to you. Thanks for stopping by this evening. Come aboard and say a few thousand. That'll be A2SHA, KB2, Sugar Queen.
Yeah, I've been pretty much, didn't do much anything today outside except shovel a little bit of snow out of the way to make room for the pedestrians. Otherwise, I was inside. I made a meal for myself, and I messed around with a few electronic projects. And now I'm just bussing around with music on the computer and stuff like that. And I'm not going anywhere tonight. No way. And they'll probably be in tomorrow, too. Not going to do anything. Just take the advantage to mess around in the house and do little projects. That's about it. Back to you, Paul. WA2SHA.
Okay. Let me say good evening to the shortwave listeners. I'm sure maybe Murray and Walt and Dave may be listening shortwave. And possibly N2GKI maybe in there listening also shortwave. So good evening to everybody. It's Watergating and season of Happy New Year to the shortwave listeners there. Yeah, wonder what kind of projects, electronic projects you're working on, Armin?
For the most part, it's sorting out components to get rid of stuff because I just have too much. There's shoebox after shoebox of small parts that have to be sorted out. And then after the sort, decide what I keep and what goes out. A lot of it might as well go to scrap. I have a new idea in which I'll only keep new stuff, and anything that's used goes out. I just threw out a box of used resistors and capacitors, you know, ones in which the leads have either been cut or soldered to. Anything that's been distressed goes out because I got enough of this stuff. And then test equipment, anything that don't work, you know, old oscilloscopes, VTVMs, and all kinds of stuff I've accumulated over the years, scrap. Just throw them in the scrap heap, and what I'll do, I'll bring them up to a recycle place when the better weather comes. I'll set up a few cardboard boxes full of stuff, partially broken down, and I know a recycle place that'll take the stuff, you know. I'm getting too old to be able to use it all. I mean, I need another 100 years to use what I got. It's true. I don't think too many other people have my problem except maybe Gary and a few others. Back to Net Control, WA2SHA.
Yeah, I'm going to have to do the same thing because I've accumulated stuff here. When I was moving, I decided I would throw some of this stuff away. But then I said, well, wait, let me hold on to this. Maybe I might need it for something. And, you know, I end up bringing a lot of junk down here from the other apartment. So that's the deal there. They have a New Year's Eve party in the building here in the community room down. So I may go down to that tonight. And I haven't really decided yet. They said this year it's going to be free for the first time. So, and with the weather like it's supposed to be, they say it's going to be, there might be some folks, a lot of folks going down. So I'll see what happens. But that's the deal on that. Otherwise, I just may be up here too and watch the ball drop and then make a few phone calls or get a few phone calls. Some of the kids used to call me at 12 and a few other folks. So. Let's see, I'm not sure if Bob, W2UE, is in there. Are you around, Bob?
Well, it is you and Summer there. I've been waiting for that not to be calling. I'm going to go to the next one.
you, Bob. Bob, your signal is extremely noisy tonight. A lot of hash and trash on it. I don't know if you're running low power or whether you're using a different radio or a different antenna, but you were extremely noisy, Bob. I missed maybe 70% of what you were saying there. So if you could change something around or put a little bit more fire in the wire or come back again, Bob, at QSL.
I don't know what it is. Something has changed here, same radio and everything, you know. It could be the weather, because I noticed quite a few stations have noise on the call. Go ahead.
Okay. But I copied that transmission a little bit better. Still a lot of noise, but I copied that transmission better than the first one you made, Bob. But Happy New Year to you and the family. Hopefully you had a great Christmas. I know you went to visit the family, I think your daughter, Christmas Eve. I did have a net, but only had one check-in. And he was looking for somebody else, and I talked him into sticking around. So, Peter, KC2QYM. And we chatted for about a half hour last week, Bob. So that's the deal on that. So a lot of folks didn't know I had not planned to have a net, but I said, hey, nobody knows that I wasn't going to plan to have a net tonight. So I said, I got to come on anyway. So that's the deal on that, Bob. But that last transmission was a lot better. Let me see if there's anyone else there, anybody would like to check into the, this New Year's Eve net. Call KB2 Sugar Queen.
KB2SQ. Good evening, here is K2JHR Mobile. Kilo 2, Juliet Hotel Romeo Mobile. Good evening, supporting your net.
Okay, JHR, good evening. Come aboard. Give me your name, please, your mobile there. Go ahead.
Good evening, we've spoken before. My name here is Joel, J-O-E-L. Currently on the northbound side of the Cross Island Parkway in Queens and making my way onto the westbound Long Island Expressway.
Well, Joe, you're putting in a nice signal over this way. You know, you're into the Metroplex repeater system over in Fort Lee, New Jersey. My name is Paul, and I'm here on the upper west side of Manhattan. Joe, and Happy New Year to you and your family. The very best of 2010 at QSL.
Absolutely, thank you very much. Yes, I think it was 2 weeks ago that I checked into the net, and last week I couldn't get into it because I was working. But since we are not at this particular time, I wish to say good evening, and I wish you to have a very healthy, happy, safe, of course, and hopefully prosperous New Year.
Okay, Joe. I thought maybe you might be spending the time, but I gather you're not going to go to 42nd Street and Times Square tonight to watch the ball drop. Joe, give an account for yourself. How come you're not going to do that?
Well, I'll give you a very simple answer. I just told this to someone else a little while ago. The one time that I did do that, I came off the subway at 42nd Street and 7th Avenue with my wife. We made it as far as 43rd Street, almost 44th Street and Broadway. And then the crowd moved in reverse. Instead of going southbound, they went northbound. Instead of going northbound, they went southbound. And I wound up right back on the subway with about 15,000 other people, and we wound up right back towards the station. And not that I wanted to go there, but I wound up there, and I made a very simple answer. I should not do that again.
Okay, Joe. That's the first I've heard of that one. Well, you know, I'm retired from the police department, so I worked that thing probably, I think maybe 25 years, but then I said, well, maybe 20 years, 20 times I worked it. And it wasn't something that I looked forward to. I did 32 years with the department, and I finally realized that if I worked Thanksgiving holiday, which was a very nice detail, Joel, I wouldn't have to deal with New Year's or Christmas. So I got smart, and I would volunteer for Thanksgiving, and it was looking, I never worked a nice, warm Thanksgiving. It was always cold or rainy or something, but it was better than working New Year's Eve, Joe, so Now I watch it on television, if and all, if I partake in it at all, I watch it on TV, but I wouldn't dare go there. And, you know, it's changed a lot, especially since 9/11. It's difficult to get around and everything, and checking backpacks and all that kind of stuff. So you can't take this, you can't take that. So times have changed, Joe. But appreciate you stopping in. And again, happy Merry Christmas belatedly, and a very good 2010 for you.
It's very good. Again, a healthy, happy new year. Just out of curiosity, what command were you in?
I worked two commands in 32 years. 12 years in the 32nd Precinct and 20 years in the Police Academy. My last 20 in the Police Academy.
Very good. Were you a NFI at the Academy?
And if, no, well, I don't know what that, I'm trying to think of what that would be. But I was the CO of the Social Science Department, QSL.
Apparently, it's FI, Firearms Instructor. I thought you might have been an instructor in Firearms Section. Excellent. I know that area. I know it well. And I guess we have a lot of things in common. All right, very good. So you have a good one, have a safe one, and have a healthy one. That's what counts.
Yeah, QSL. QSL. Okay, Joe. Yeah, you know they're moving at the academy. They had groundbreaking out in Queens, in Astoria, someplace. I saw in the paper one day last week, a couple of weeks ago there, Joe, QSL. I know that's going to hurt that community in around 20th Street there in 2nd Avenue there, Joe.
Yeah, well, fortunately, the 1-3 house has, still has quite a few people in there. Yeah, it's going to take away from the academy. But what it'll do is it's going to build up the 114. So the 114 will be built up additionally, trying to have spillover into the 108. But, yeah, the 13 is going to lose in some ways. But from what I'm hearing, Patrol Borough Manhattan South is putting an additional office into the 13. They had an office in the 7, and now they're putting an additional office in the 13. So you'll still have additional presence from the 13 and from Manhattan South.
Oh, okay. No, I hadn't heard that. I've been down to visit. I usually, this is the first year I missed out on a Christmas party there, and I had another one to go to and didn't make it to my office party this year. I was invited. Okay. Joel, hopefully it hasn't started to rain snow yet in your neck of the woods there. Let me see who else is out there on the frequency that wants to check into the net tonight. New Year's Eve special net, call KB2 Sugar Queen. All right, I'll run back up the top and get some final comments from KC2DHU, Jim up in Thompson's Cove, New York. KB2 Sugar Queen.
Yeah, no particular final comments there, Paul. Just want to wish everybody on that a very good New Year's, healthy, happy, safe, prosperous one. And the shortwave listeners, Walt, Mary, very happy New Year to you. Dale, if you're listening, very happy New Year to you and any of the shortwave listeners out there. And back over to Mexico. We're going to listen out here at Dual Switch in the Kitchen. Very happy New Year to everybody. KC2DHU.
Okay. Let me see if Don is in there listening. I see he's on EchoLink. Don, N2HIT, are you listening? KB2 Sugar Queen? Okay, I see he's connected into Glenn. And then I believe Glenn is probably connected into you, Jim, but I'm not sure. Anyway, when you mentioned you cooking that leg of lamb there, Jim, it sounds like you are getting in some heavy, heavy cooking at night, so look like it's going to be, maybe you'll have some guests in tomorrow, I imagine, at QSL.
Ah, heck no, Paul, we're eating that tonight. we started out munching on some shrimp and then some baked clams and salad. Van just about getting here done, got some sweet potatoes in there. And after that we'll have a dessert. That'll probably keep us awake till midnight anyhow. We're trying to make it to midnight here.
Yeah, I think it just might keep you up there. A couple of cold ones at Jim. I believe you're gonna be watching the ball drop tonight. Again, Happy New Year to you and the family. KB2SHA, Armin, good evening. Any final comments from you, sir? KB2, Sierra, Quebec.
Hearing what Jim got up there, I wish I had a helicopter and can head up there right away. I'm having coffee and crackers, that's about it. That'll be the finish for tonight. And tomorrow I'll probably make myself a sardine sandwich. That's what I have a hankering for. But I'm losing weight, believe it or not. I lost about 6 pounds in the last month and a half. I'm not bad, you know, 174. And I'm about 5'10½, so, you know, it's the doctor said it'd be a good idea to come down a little bit. Otherwise, everything is fine. And say hello to Joel there. He came in pretty strong on my input. He was very powerful on my input, practically stronger than at the repeater. And I like the way you put it, the SWL listeners. I like that. That's a good idea. A good choice of terms. Well, that's about it. I guess I'll probably watch the ball drop, but I don't care too much for the entertainment afterwards. So, like I say, I'm still messing around on the computer with some programs, some music composition programs and what. And I'll probably be playing with that for about another half an hour. And then I'll just read a few magazines, and that's about it, you know, small trade journals. So, Happy New Year to everyone. And we'll sure hope that the new year brings a little bit more amateur radio activity and gets this hobby, you know, kicked in the butt and going again, because it's pretty bad in 2009, I'll tell you. Internet Control. Again, Happy New Year to everybody.
Okay, Armin. You mentioned something I had a couple of days ago. What did you say? The kind of the sardines. I had a can of those Brunswick. I like the Brunswick almond. And I had me a can of those with some crackers. And I really went off my diet and drank a Coca-Cola there, a QSL.
You ought to be doing, Paul, is drinking the diet soda, diet Coca-Cola, or diet anything. I never drink sugary sodas other than the diet varieties. Okay, maybe they don't taste as good as the others, but eventually you forget about the how the others taste, and that's it. But I like the idea of the sardines and the crackers. The buns in the olive oil are very good, and I do that myself once in a while. But I'll take two slices of whole wheat bread, toasted. Lay the sardines out on them, put the tomatoes and a little lettuce there, some mustard, and that does the trick, you know. It's a nice sandwich. Back to Net Control. Back to you, Paul.
Yeah, I enjoyed them. I really enjoyed those runs with getting the olive oil. Good taste to them. WA2UEE, Bob, additional comments from you, sir. And don't have anything to report on the Echolink setup yet. I was hoping maybe Nico would check in and give you something on that tonight, but nothing, Bob. So that's where we are on that there. W2UE, KB2, Sugar Queen.
Okay, Paul, very good. I hope you're copying me okay now. I'm on the big radio. Before I was on the other little one, 207. So I want to wish everybody a happy new year, healthy one. And all the SWL listeners. And I had it this last week because I was up at my daughter's house and had a big spread there on Christmas Eve. We enjoyed it very much, you know. So yeah, I miss the Echolink on Metroplex, you know, but what are you going to do? Maybe someday it will go on. So once again, I wish everybody a happy new year and hope to work you through the year on this radio, on this frequency. So with that, I'm going to say 7-3s, and once again, have a new year to everybody. WA2 UEE, clear.
Zero Charlie 2, Mike Hotel Yankee, checking in.
Okay, Kilo Charlie 2, Mike Hotel Yankee, good evening to you. Okay, I'll be right with you, sir. Okay, Bob, yeah, you changed radio, Bob. That's 1,000% better. I got up off my knees now, I'm sitting in the chair. But you had me on my knees before with my ears to the receiver trying to hear you before, Bob, so a big, big difference. And, Bob, for you and your family, very happy new year to you. Let me go out to Joel in the mobile and see if he's still popping us there. K2 Juliet Hotel Romeo. But Joel, go ahead. Any additional comments from you, sir?
Not much, just listening to everything that's going on. We're on the southbound Brooklyn Queens Expressway now, just coming up on the Kosciuszko Bridge. So I imagine at this elevation, there's no way I could have anything but a good signal into the machine. And again, I wish everybody on frequency, whether they are on frequency or monitoring the frequency, a very healthy, happy, safe, and hopefully prosperous new year from K2JHR.
Okay, Joel, same back to you. KC2, Mike Hotel Yankee, come aboard. Give me your name, please, sir. And good evening to you, and very happy new year to you and the family.
Okay, I believe name control, Kilo Charlie 2, Mike Hotel Yankee. Name is Kevin, Kilo Echo Victoria India November, and I'm located in Brooklyn, New York. I believe you got the Echo Link system hooked up, or the IRLP, or whatever. Hey, but I do want to wish everybody on frequency happy belated Merry Christmas and Happy New Year when the new year comes in here. Over.
Okay, Kevin, by the way, the name here is Paul. I'm located on the Upper West Side of Manhattan, and you're into the Metroplex repeater. Net tonight. We meet every Thursday night at 8 o'clock. And I had originally said I wasn't having a net tonight, but I didn't get the word out in time, so I have a net going on tonight, Kevin, but I appreciate you stopping in. And I wonder if you're going down to the 42nd Street area tonight to watch the ball drop. Are you going to do it on TV, or what's your plans for this evening?
Hey, Paul, I laugh at that because I used to go to parties and stuff like that. I gave that up a while. I'm at the age of 53, and I left that all behind. I never went down to Times Square. Not intended to go. I guess they got pickpockets down there. People rub up against you and take your wallet and your belongings, and you know. I can't really basically go through that. You know, I used to go to parties back in the 70s and stuff like that. I graduated high school in 74, so I don't basically do that. Everybody's out tonight. My YL, she's out there. She went to a friend's house drinking, and I guess you'll get sloppy drunk, and I don't like to be around her, so I tell you, I'd rather just really sit back and be at home. Home would never hurt you there, Paul. I can tell you that much. But I did everything in the book, just like everybody did, but I just learned to, max and relax now. Hey, Paul, I'm going to get your call sign. Hey, come back with your call sign. KC2MHY.
Okay, Kevin. Kilo Baker 2, Sugar Queen. Kilo Baker 2, Sierra Quebec. Kevin, and I'm over here in Manhattan on the Upper West Side. Not about 40-some blocks out of the George Washington Bridge. I used to live up there by the bridge until about a month ago, in the building right over Route Interstate 95, that I moved in November, made the final move on the last day of November, so I'm about 40 blocks out of that now, so that's the deal on that, Kevin. And you're a young kid, you're a young guy, I'm 72, so you're a young fella that, Kevin, young, right in the prime of life, Kevin, that's for sure. But, yeah, you're doing a great thing, staying home there, and relaxing and doing what you got to do right at, and stay out of trouble at home there. That's for sure. As I was saying earlier, we might go downstairs. They're having a party down in our community room here in the building. And they said for the first time this year, it's free. I think usually it costs $10 or $15. And they have some music. A DJ is going to be there. And you take some stuff down. And if I indulge, other than a half a drink, which I normally will have, I can crawl to the elevator and come on up to the 15th floor, Kevin. So I won't have a problem with that. The QSL.
Ain't nothing wrong with that, dear Paul. Ain't nothing wrong with that. Hey, listen, you have to do it to make you really feel good. KB2, Sugar Queen, KC2MHY. And, you know, with me, I was invited to go out there, Paul. I'm over in a Canarsie section of Brooklyn. And they had something going on. I believe the home attendant had something going on. She told me I could come. It's right in the neighborhood. Hey, but I'm not trying to sound like somebody old and tried out, but I did go to a party out there, Staten Island, and some years back, and I got into a little bit of static, you know, and I got out of there. I by the skin of my teeth there, being Daryl. And, you know, stuff like that. I talked to this young lady. She was left alone the whole night. This guy gonna come to the car and start with me. And I tried to say, okay, it's all right, I'm sorry. Anybody want to pursue it there? So we basically got out of town. So, you know, ever since then, I didn't really particularly bother there with it. And I think I was around maybe in my 40s at that time. So I just really basically give it up. I'm not gonna give up parties. My brother just had a 60th party there not too long ago, and we went to it there, but it was people that we knew. We had the outside, just people that he knew and who he grew up there with, and you know, that's the way that go. So I basically leave that alone, but I mean, if I'm going to a social event, it's basically people that we invite and people that we know, and that's basically that goes. Not anybody, and anybody just rolls up in there, if you know what I'm saying. KB2SQ, KC2MHY. Get it, Paul.
Okay, Kevin. Very good on everything, yeah. Yeah, sometimes it's best to stay away from that sort of stuff, Kevin. And you're doing a great thing to relaxing for the evening there. Let me see if John is in there tonight. John, KB2's, that was John's call. And that's something I've forgotten, the president's call. But, John, you on frequency KB2 VBO, KB2 SQ?
California, Paul, WA2SHA.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I wanted to congratulate him for his town at Ramsey. I was reading in the paper, a high school in Ramsey was the number one football team in the country, not in New Jersey. The high school football team was number one in the country. I read it in the paper, somewhere on the internet or something, Armin. I just want to pass some congratulations along to them. They went down to Alabama, I think, and beat a team, and they rated them number one in the country. So that was great. When I saw Rams, I thought, oh, I'm sure that that John might be hooked up with his school there, know somebody in the school and all that kind of stuff there. I'm a QSL.
You can be sure that he had nothing to do with it.
Yeah. Okay, I'm gonna leave that one alone. He had nothing to do with it. Oh my goodness. Anyway, let me see before we close that event, does anyone have any additional comments for the net? This is KB2, Sierra, Quebec. Anyone with any additional comments?
Hey, WB2SQ, this is KC2MHY. Seems like you guys are holding a very good net, feel very comfortable down there. And I just want to know what's the repeater's ID, because I'm just going to put this in alphanumeral there, okay?
Metroplex repeater. The call on the repeater is, Armand, help me out. Dog on it. I give it out at the field day exercises and everything, but I'm having a senior moment, Armand.
Should be having the senior moment, some 75. That's W2MPX. W2MPX. Notice Metroplex, MPX. We selected it on the basis that it sounds good and it sounds like our name.
Okay, that's Whiskey 2, Mike, Papa, X-ray. Okay, thank you very much.
And it's 145.450. TL is 100 minus. QSL, Kevin?
Okay, yeah, we got all the information down. I just wanted to get the repeater ID, but thank you very much anyway.
Yeah, after I start telling you that, I realize that, well, he's here, so he knows all that stuff. Kevin, yeah, W2MPX, Mike Peter X-ray, Metroplex there, Kevin. Okay, and again, we thank you for checking in with us, Kevin, stopping in at Thursday evening at 8 o'clock. Joel in the mobile there, appreciate you stopping in again, and as you drive home, I guess maybe from work, I'm not sure. Joel at QSL?
It was accurate. You have this one down here, so I think we're just getting some rain down here, a little bit of freezing rain. So again, you have a very good one and a healthy, safe one.
Okay, Joel, 73 to you. Bob, very best of New Year greetings to you and Armand. W2SHA and to Jim, KC2DHU. Appreciate your constant checking in with us from up in Tompkins Cove there, and to the repeater group here, and we appreciate you stopping in there. Jim, the QSL, KC2DHU, KB2 Sugar Point.